ever hear me leaning heavy on what I'll just call Camaro rock, then you know I probably have Wes Moreno coming on the show.
I love this music. I know.
Hey, Wes. Wes Moreno's the Escambia County Administrator. Camaro, Trans Am, Mustang. I don't want to insult your car brand.
Well, I didn't have any of those growing up.
Oh, that surprises me. I figured you for that guy. A truck? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I got a truck. I'm a truck guy.
Fair enough. That'll work for me. Lot of stuff. Oh, my God. The agenda for today is ridiculous. You're going to try to do three meetings in one meeting by my measure. Basically, you're going to try to do the better than the 7.5-hour meeting that the school board did on Monday. But hopefully that doesn't actually happen today. So let's talk about some of this. One is you're going to talk about the District 1 medical examiner's facility that has been this bugaboo for years and years and years and years and years. It seems to me like where we're at, the most likely plan to get agreement would be a split facility, that we refurbish Sacred Heart and get that really up to where it needs to be and add to it as needs to be, and that the other three counties kind of figure their deal out, maybe in a location even in Okaloosa County, and the medical examiner's office can just figure out how to run two facilities. Is this how you see it going, or do you think there's really still a chance for a single facility located maybe in Santa Rosa?
You know, I don't know about a single facility in Santa Rosa. I mean, it's possible. I know I listened to Walton County's meeting and Santa Rosa County's meeting the other day, and I know that's kind of how they're tracking. I know there's still some concerns with my board members that, you know, the cost. I know they tried to, the latest proposal has a scaled-down building to like 17,000 square foot or something like that. From 24,000 square foot, and the cost coming from the estimate from 24 million rather, to about 20 million. You just never know who's going to manage that design, what's the construction cost going to be by the time you get to the point of construction. And that's the other thing I hear being talked about. It's almost like we're going to do this, and here next week we're going to have a new building, and that's just not how it's going to be. So we've been working with Sacred Heart, and, you know, we buy a new cooler. It's about 6 months out, because they're still going to have to operate. They're still going to have to function and operate while we design a new building or build a new building, wherever it may be. So I think the upgrades at Sacred Heart are needed. I mean, if they need space now, they're going to need space in the next 3 to 4 years while the buildings come to fruition. So I think that's a component that we should move forward on. But we'll see how our board reacts this morning. I know there's some different thoughts from different ones, so we'll just have to see how the discussion goes.
And look, I've said this many times. It absolutely needs to happen. We obviously need to improve facilities. But getting four different counties, each of whom are accountable to one slice of their county, all on board on how to spend a ton of money to do this, it's just, you know. And I mean, I start to thinking about things like, you and I talked a week or two ago about the value of these sort of prefabricated buildings for making fire stations out of, you know, that's significantly cheaper. And then I start to think about how, you know, we got a lot of kids in both of our counties who are learning every day in modulars. You know, they're, you know, if the kids are going to school in a mobile home, basically, you know, how much of this does this facility? And I know that's probably not a feasible model for a medical examiner's office, but goodness, you know, $20 million sounds like a lot to me. So anyway, I know it's a big conversation for today, and you guys will get into it quite a bit. One of the things I wanted to also ask you about is something that has come out of Santa Rosa County. I'm just kind of curious what we do in Escambia County, because Santa Rosa is having a discussion now about replacing some of its regular car fleet by not buying new cars like it normally would do, but instead going to Enterprise to do fleet management for them. And that would be able to maybe save them some money, maybe give them some, you know, better lifespan on these cars and whatnot. And I was just wondering, two questions. Does Escambia do any fleet management from outside agencies like an Enterprise? And number two, do y'all ever buy used vehicles? Is that even a better deal for a government entity versus like how individuals it's better to buy used than new?
We've looked at that kind of a fleet management setup before. It's something when Jack Brown was administrator, we took a look at it.
Okay.
And at that time, so, you know, it depends on what you get locked into. You know, you get locked into a long-term thing, and you don't have as much control over your fleet budget, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you hit a recession and things get hard and you start having to make some cuts and make some decisions, and you get locked in. It just depends on what you lock into. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It could be a good thing. At that point in time, we didn't feel like it was the right thing for us. As far as buying vehicles, we have bought some used vehicles, especially here recently, because just of the availability, you know, you find something that's a little bit used. And if it's spec'd out the right way for whatever we're needing it for, you know, and it's immediately available, we have done that. In the past year, we've done that a couple times.
Okay.
The other thing when we buy vehicles, I think, you know, we do, well, Scandia anyway, tries to utilize your cooperative contracts, like your state sheriff's contract or just whatever cooperative contract is out there that usually gives you a much better price than what you're going to go buy a vehicle, a truck off the lot, if you will, or and sometimes even a used truck off the lot, because a lot of your used vehicles, you know, they're not really, they're kind of decked out a different way than what we're looking for most of the time. But when we find a good used vehicle that's set up the right way, you know, we have pulled the trigger on it.
Okay, and that I'm not surprised by that, and I certainly know that you guys have been more creative when it comes to, like, you know, acquiring new platforms for EMS and ECFR, you know, because, you know, if they were available or if they were spec or whatever, you know, that's been something y'all have been doing. So I appreciate that. That's interesting. And also I understand that, you know, governments get better deals than individuals get. That makes sense to me, too. Wes Moreno, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives from Candy.
Not showing any issues. It looks like Brent not showing any problems, or Michigan or Beverly or that whole road seems really clear right now. Not showing any traffic problems. Savannah is clear through the curve on Scenic. Summit also not showing any accidents. Text 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, Escambia County Administrator. To me, one of the really big discussion items on the agenda today is this question of the money that's coming in from Rebuild Florida for Hurricane Sally infrastructure repair grants. And you and I have not had a chance to really get into this too much in the past, but Scambia and Santa Rosa are divvying up around $53.5 million. That's a substantial amount of money. And in the applications that you've got listed out in the backup here, you've got things like the, you know, new ECAT Transit Center or upgrading the Pensacola Bay Center, you know, or doing a multi-use sports facility at Ashton-Brosnahan. And when I read those, I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like Sally stuff. Maybe the ECAT facility, maybe a little bit because it was damaged. But then there's all of these things in here with stormwater and septic to sewer and, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars that to me seem right in the heart of recovery from Hurricane Sally and prevention of harm from future big rain events. Why are we even talking about the new building projects instead of all just the 4 and 5 on this backup stuff?
Well, as far as ECAT goes, ECAT is, you know, it sits right in the LMI and low moderate income area. And it did receive damage during Hurricane Sally, some flooding, and it's received repetitive flooding throughout the years.
Sure.
So we thought that one might would be a good fit, you know, for the application. Bay Center, you know, the upgrades and the Ashton-Brosnahan thing, sports complex, that's something that some of the commissioners, you know, Commissioner Berry wanted to see that on the list, and there was the Bay Center upgrades are being talked about now. We've got a RFP that we put out to take a look at some upgrades, and then also acts as a shelter in an LMI area, so that kind of makes it applicable. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the stormwater, those seem to be low-hanging fruit, if you will, and they're in the LMI area, and so we have a number of them on there, and we'll see. Take the board's discussion and see which ones we're going to apply for. The thing that makes this difficult is you're only allowed, at the moment anyway, you're only allowed to submit 3 applications. So that's a lot of money if you can only submit 3 applications.
Yeah,
so you got to be kind of creative in your approach. And we've had, you know, conversations with HUD and the folks. Can we stack projects? Can we take 3 drainage projects and make 1 application?
Right.
Maybe so. You know, maybe so. We're still looking for some of that guidance. We've also asked, can we up the number of applications to 5? And so far, we've got no favorable response on that request. So it looks like it's going to be 3 applications as we move forward, and we'll just see which 3 we go with, how we move.
Well, you know, I hear the argument about the value of the shelter for the Bay Center. It what it feels like is, hey, somebody's giving us money. Hey, we have this need over here. Maybe we can use it for that, even though it's not exactly, you know, the thing that you would think of. But, you know, I get the frustration. Like, if you really think you can only ask for three, how do you can you bundle some of these stormwater projects? It just seems like those are, as you said, especially in the low to moderate income areas, you can really, you know, solve several problems at one time that are like right in the heart of the idea of Hurricane Sally rebuild. Also, and, you know, I know you'll have this conversation this morning as well. It's a smaller item on the agenda. Go ahead.
If I could add one more thing to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other stipulation is when you submit these applications, work stops. You can't work on these projects. So you have to pick projects that are not, you know, if you're driving hard to get something on the street, that's not the project you want to, that's not the project you want to submit, because you have to stop until you go through the approval process.
Oh,
that's just another stipulation of the grant.
That's very frustrating, because what you're looking for is the big, important, most significant, but they can wait. Like, that's a weird,
dilemma.
Just
makes it difficult, you know?
Absolutely. Hey, just a real quick thing before I let you go, that I caught this item on the agenda and just seemed like a weird one. We give incentives to people to come on board as new hires, but if they don't stick around for 2 years, we've paid them money and they owe us that money back because that's part of the deal. There's about 20 or so people on this list. I calculated around $42,000 for small claims filings, about $2,000, $1,500 to $2,000 apiece. Is that continuing to be a problem where we get people in for a short period of time, they get trained, and then it's either not for them or they go somewhere else and kind of they owe us for that incentive payback?
Well, yeah, we've made some modifications. You know, when we first started, how you hire on and here's your incentive, you know, your sign-on bonus, if you will, sign-on incentive pay. And then we send you for corrections. And for instance, where a lot of them are, we send them through the academy, pay for that. And then maybe they wash out of the academy, they don't make it. And so here we go, you owe us money back. And sometimes some of them will set up a payment program, some of them will just pay it back, and then some of these we have to go get it. So what we've decided to do is we've modified it a while back where we'll bring you on, we'll pay for you to go to the school or the academy. Then we're going to bring you in. You're going to successfully go through the training, our in-house training process. And once you successfully complete that and you become, a sure enough certified officer, then at that point in time, we will give you the incentive pay at that point in time.
Okay. All right. So,
then we have a little bit better feel that, hey, okay, this person will make it. You know, they come to all this, they go through all the training, they got their state certification. Now we kind of get a better feel of that they'll stick with us.
So not at the front door so much as, you know, at the back of the living room. That's where we're giving them the money,
That
makes more sense. And you guys are going to talk about the broadband fund. You guys are going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff for, some flood mitigation work. I mean, it's just there's a lot of, and including, you know, apartments, a change in land development. I mean, it's going to be a big meeting today. So I hope it's not a 7-hour meeting for all of our sakes, but I appreciate the work and I appreciate the time that you spend with our audience explaining some of this stuff. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. As always, Wes, a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Andrew, thank you. We'll see you now.
You bet. 652.